Okay, joined on the line by our Cork City boss, John Caulfield. We'll get to the European trip shortly, John, but first, that new signing, Stephen Beattie.
Yes, Roy, he's a guy you've been looking to bring in, even as far back as the pre-season. You know, I think he's an exciting player. I think he'll give us a lot of pace in wide areas. He's a very industrious type of player, creates lots of chances, and I think everyone knows that we're having problems on the wings this season, and I think bringing the likes of Stephen in will be very good, and I think the fans will love him.
Is he travelling this week?
No, the deal was only completed officially late last night actually. Even though, you know, it was on the cards for the last week, but it was only officially completed last night, so he's too late to travel. But he should appear in the match on Saturday against Liverpool.
Excellent. All right, we are just over 2 days away from the return leg against KR Reykjavik. I'd imagine there's a massive buzz in the squad heading away for the first European trip in 7 years.
Absolutely. You know, everyone's looking forward to it. A lot of lads feel we didn't perform as well as we could at home. We know the tie is 50-50, but you know, the onus on us is that we're going to have to score out there to have a chance of getting through. We feel we can do that, but at the same time, I believe the game will be very tight and go right to the wire. So, but I still give us a great chance of going through, and hopefully we can.
What's the state of your squad heading over, John? Do you have any injuries?
Yeah, we have a few problem situations. Darren Denny had a scan, and he's a slight tear in the groin, so he's not travelling. John Kavanagh, unfortunately, pulled up yesterday training with a hamstring issue, so he's not travelling. Alan Bennett and Colin Healy are both travelling. Both have slight hamstring strains, so hopefully we'll get them up to the last minute, but I'm hoping that both of them will go through. And Billy Denny, Billy isn't travelling with us. I wasn't going to keep him involved in this match, and I've let Billy explore other options that he has on the table.
Obviously he's looking for a move away from the club, is he?
I suppose he wasn't in my plan for this game, and I had a chat with him, and I've agreed to let him explore other opportunities he may have.
And I suppose I have to ask, John, is this a direct result of what happened with Marco Sullivan last week?
No. The bottom line for me as the manager is I have to do what I believe is right for the club going forward, and the likes of bringing in Stephen Beattie, I'm trying to enhance the squad, make it better. So that's where we're at for this one.
So Billy's played his last game for Cork City, you think?
I don't know. He's exploring other options and other opportunities, so I've left that with him.
Okay. Getting back to Reykjavik, they were impressive in Turner's Cross last week. Do you think they may have another gear they can step up on Thursday?
Well, I don't know. I feel that maybe we can. You know, I just felt that we lost a lot of possession. We gave away a lot of sloppy passes, and we gave them opportunities that we shouldn't have had. And, you know, we conceded a soft goal. So, yeah, you don't know, Roy. I still feel that there's not much between the teams, but maybe they are, but I don't think so. I just think it's one of those games that we need everyone playing at their best. And I don't think last Thursday we did that. But at the same time, I think in the last 20 minutes when we put them under pressure, I think it looked like there was opportunities for us which we didn't take. So I'm hoping we can do that over there.
And the onus on you to score, obviously, as well on Thursday.
Absolutely, yeah. We're well aware of that. And, you know, I feel that we can do that. I feel we're a team that create quite a lot of chances. And, we're well aware of that. But at the same time, we must prevent them from scoring as well. So, you know, but, you know, we certainly feel that we can go over and score over there.
And finally, John, Iceland, not the easiest place to get to, but a lot of Cork City fans travelling, which will be a huge help for you on Thursday.
Brilliant, absolutely. You know, and I keep saying the sport is fantastic, and at all our matches, you know, it certainly lifts the lads. And, you know, like I say, you know, to come over here, small ground, long way away, to have a couple of hundred supporters following us is absolutely fantastic. And let's hope that at the end of the match we're all happy and give them something to celebrate about.
Excellent, John. Well, best luck on Thursday.
Thanks, Roy.